Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
I got to say this one time and one time only. Welcome back to The Daily Show with Trevor Noah with Jon Stewart. This guy is here. So just to bring you up to speed, today we're talking about the Zadroga Reauthorization Act, which gives permanent health care to 9/11 first responders injured or sick through their work at Ground Zero. Now, it seems like a no-brainer. So, Jon, what's holding it up now?
No brains. So right now, there's 67 senators sponsoring the bill, 260 representatives, which even by stupid Senate and House math is more than enough to do this. So it really comes down to the two individuals who currently control Congress. One, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan of Wisconsin. Right now, as we speak, the House is still trying to pull money out of the health care portion of this bill. But I believe when push comes to shove, Paul Ryan's going to do the right thing because ultimately, he is still human. And then there's...
Dr. Doom.
You could say that. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He is the key to getting this done. And so far, he has been an enormous obstacle, unwilling to move the bill forward for purely political reasons.
Yeah, but John, to prove that it's purely political, you'd have to have a video of McConnell supporting or even sponsoring a similar bill granting permanent health care for national security-related workers who happen to live in his home state.
That's a brilliant idea, Trevor. Roll 212.
During the Cold War, workers at Paducah's gaseous diffusion plant are patriots who did some of the most dangerous work.
We found out along the way that it was more dangerous than we were made aware of.
Exposure to radiation was making some workers sick. They needed help.
Senator McConnell took it on his own to do something for these people that did so much for the country. These programs would not be here at all if it were not for Senator McConnell.
I'm Mitch McConnell, and I approve this message.
This is crazy.
That is correct. And if you're looking for more direct parallels, it gets worse.
We created the Energy Employees Occupational Illness Compensation Program to ensure that our nation's nuclear workers finally now get the attention they deserve from their government. Medical screening is available to all Paducah workers so that they may be tested and treated for any illness they contract as a result of working at the plant.
And rightfully so. And that bill costs more than what the 9/11 first responders are asking for, more. So this clearly isn't about Mitch McConnell's principled objections to permanent health care programs for heroic workers.
So then the question is, what is it?
Here's what I believe it is. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky doesn't give a about anything but politics. The first responders were told the Zadroga Act would be included. They were told this last week. It'd be included in the transportation bill passed last week. Mitch McConnell of Kentucky pulled it out of the transportation bill when he didn't get concessions about loosening oil export regulations.
So he used the health of 9/11 first responders as a bargaining chip to make it easier to sell oil?
Yes, Trevor. He's not nice! So I don't know what else to do to make sure this bill happens. We don't know what else to do.
Well, you know, John, back in 2010,
yes,
didn't this very show have a panel of first responders that helped get the Zadroga Act passed.
Yes, hearing from a panel of first responders firsthand who were struggling with their health was undeniably powerful. It was a wonderful thing to hear from them personally.
Well, there's your answer right there. Why don't we get that panel back together again?
That's amazing. That's exactly, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get it back. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, John.
Kenny Specht, everybody. Just out of curiosity, where is everybody?
It's you and I. 5.5 years ago, we did a show. 75% of the panel's no longer here. Two of the people have illnesses, and obviously by law, I can't comment on how sick they are. And John Devlin, who sat at the last chair, an operating engineer, passed away. Since our show. So I think we brought the statistics to show that when we did the show 5.5 years ago,
right,
four men sat here, you and I.
And this is the reality of people's lives that are affected by this. And even the idea that you had to come here 5.5 years ago to plead your case on national television to get this done was insulting and embarrassing for us as a nation.
Well, you know, John, we did your show 5.5 years ago. You stepped up and you asked what you could do to help us. 5.5 years ago, we didn't have the votes to get Zadroga passed the first time.
Mm.
And because of your show, we were able to get it through at the last minute, right before the holidays, almost the same time of year as we have right now. Now we're back 5.5 years later, not because we don't have the votes, because
right,
you put the numbers up, 67
right,
senators, 260 members of the House.
Right.
We're back. We have the votes, and now we don't have the people that want to do what's necessary to either vote for it as a straight up and down bill or put it on as an attachment.
Right.
So they keep moving the goalpost, and they keep telling us there's things we have to do, and when we do it, it's not enough.
The pay for it thing is what drives me nuts. They have paid for this bill over and over again with the lives of their friends and with their health. So if I hear one more of these guys talking about a pay for, it's going to make me insane. But you got to meet with McConnell for just a little time.
I did. So, my team, they're with us tonight. John Feel.
Right.
We were able to meet with Mitch McConnell last week, the four of us. And, we got pats on the back, and we were told by so many people how difficult it is and how happy we should be that we got a chance to meet with an elected official in the United
right,
States.
Right.
Exactly. Well, anyway, we met with Mitch McConnell, and Mitch McConnell gave us his word that he's going to attach us to the omnibus bill, and he's going to fully fund and permanently extend the Zadroga Health Care Act. That's what he told us. So as this bill comes up this week, we're going to keep him to his word, and this show is doing that. Part of it.
Let's keep him to it. And the other thing is, people forget, with all this talk now about terrorism and from the World Trade Center to San Bernardino, the one common link to all of this is the first people on the scene were first responders. So I don't want to hear about, well, we're all concerned about terrorism now and things that are going on. This is the legacy. You guys, what message does it send to our first responders if once we're done as a nation with them helping us, that we forget about them? That's unacceptable to me.
You're right, and it's unacceptable to tweet and post on Facebook
right,
around the anniversary of September 11th that we'll never forget.
Right.
And it's inexplicable to continue to get reelected off the backs of the soldiers of this country and the first responders. And
right,
when you get a chance to do something about that, to back away from it.
So here, we need your help. So now, you know what? It doesn't work when news guys go down there. It doesn't work when we bring cameras down there. I think the only thing is all politics are local. Kentucky, it's up to you. I would like you right now, write your congressman, Mitch McConnell,
John,
a letter.
John.
Pen a letter.
John, sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry to interrupt. No one really writes letters anymore.
You're exactly right. A sharply worded editorial in your local paper would be.
People don't really read the newspaper.
That's exactly right. Get out your phone. Dial your congressman.
John, I.
Klondike Five.
Just tell the people to use social media.
Social media. Ooh, great, something catchy like this. End the f***ery. End the f***ery.
Okay.
End it.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarsella.
Putting bad guys away. There's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarsella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarsella.
We got to show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm C. Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
It's a lot of pressure as guest host. You know, you got to be funny, you got to be satirical, you got to be powerful, you got to go viral. And I don't know what to do. I just wish I had somebody that I could talk to guide me through some of this stuff, man.
Roy, use the false Roy.
Who that?
Roy,
who's
use
that?
Use the false.
A ghost, man. Who that?
Roy, use the force. Use the force, Roy. Roy, just.
I'm John. Stewart. I used to work here when the budget wasn't as big. A few years back. It was,
you worked here? You were here?
I actually hosted the program, to be honest with you.
The Daily Show had a white host?
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I like to be comfortable.
Okay.
Roy, the point is this.
Okay.
Donald Trump doesn't define
you. Wait, if you're Obi-Wan Kenobi, okay. What does that make me? Because if you're Obi-Wan, that makes me Luke Skywalker, and I don't want to be Luke Skywalker.
Why the f*** wouldn't you want to be Luke Skywalker?
Luke Skywalker kissed his sister. I want to be Han Solo instead. Han Solo is badass. Han Solo was cool. He had the ship. You can be Chewbacca.
Why would I want to be like a wolf ape? That doesn't make... Look, I think it would make more sense if I were the wise sage who mentors the young host and not the wolf ape. Also, I cannot return this robe. What happened was the events that took place in this...
Yeah, but if you're Obi-Wan, if you're Obi-Wan and I'm Luke, then does that mean my dad is Vader? Because if my dad is Darth Vader, does that mean Donald Trump is my dad?
Why?
I'm trying.
I know that. Roy, why would Donald Trump be your father?
Because if I'm Luke and Trump is Vader, that means Trump killed you.
What? Fine, you're Han Solo, I'm Baby Yoda. Fine. The point
Why
is...
Why can't you be regular you?
What the f*** are you talking about? I should have come when Silverman was here. When Silverman! Listen.
Okay. How about this? Because I want to go along with that. I want to go along with you on this. Okay, how about you be Yoda because you're all hobbled and green and shit. And I'll be Lando for obvious reasons. I can be Lando, you know.
Is this a trap? Yeah, because you're... You both have
mustaches.
Mustaches!
Yeah.
Yes! My point is this, Roy, and thank you for having me on the program. The thing about, and you're doing a fabulous job, by the
thank
way.
Thank you, brother.
The thing about this historic indictment is that American jurisprudence.
I think we're out of time. Thank you so much, Joe. John Stewart. John Stewart, everybody.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.